This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Although some retailers and shoppers have decided to opt out of Black Friday sales next week, the day still kicks off the busiest shopping time of the year. 87 million people visited stores on Black Friday in 2014. And more shoppers took part in Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. But every sale price is not a bargain, and it's smart to have a plan before you hit the stores or you go online. And joining us with some advice for shoppers this season is Cincinnati Better Business Bureau Public Relations Specialist Sandra Guile. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Sandra, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Oh, great.
Good.
How big a deal is this weekend after Thanksgiving for retailers?
It's crazy big. It's crazy big. I mean, a lot of businesses are counting on making a lot of sales off of consumers. And consumers are hoping to get a lot of their holiday shopping done in one weekend, whether they go to the big box stores or whether they go to the small and pop stores, or whether they just kick back in their fuzzy slippers and get it all done on Cyber Monday.
Yeah, it's Black Friday because if I'm not mistaken, it's the first time that the retailers are going to see a big profit. So they're going to be in the black, so to speak, the old accounting term.
Exactly. That's the old accounting term. Yes, it is. But of course, a lot of the big sales, they're starting to leak some of their secrets out right now. So a lot of shoppers are probably out there milling around right now trying to get some of those to-do items off of their list.
Yeah. How much do people spend on average during the holiday shopping season?
During the holiday season, it's a lot of money. Actually, they're expecting to spend a little bit more this year, as a matter of fact. I think on the average, I saw a stat, they're planning on spending about $634 on each family member. I don't know if I'm included in that number. So if my husband's out there listening, subtle hint. But it's up a little bit more since last year.
Yeah. So it's a significant amount of money.
I mean, if you think about it in whole across the country, that's like billions of dollars coming out of your wallet to go into these stores and go ahead and spread the love on each one of your people. And Black Friday is also known for door busting sales, but sometimes quantities are limited. The sales are limited. Certain items are only marked down. So you really, like you mentioned before, go in with a plan. Mm-hmm. See, you know, look at the ads. Go online and look at the ads for each of the stores that you were considering to go into. But here's a really, really big
tip. If you're going to spend that much money, you should not just spend it.
Don't go in blind.
Yeah, don't go in blindly.
Don't go in blindly because you're going to go in with the rest of the crowds and go in without knowing what you're really going to spend your money on. But also look at the fine print on your refund policies, because it's going to differ between what's online and what's actually in the store. So when you make your purchase, read the fine print, ask the sales clerk, go to the customer service desk saying, okay, if my Uncle Joe doesn't like my ugly sweater, can I bring back the ugly sweater with the receipt, and will I get that price back? Now, granted, you may only get the discount sale price back in your refund and not the full price, but at least you know what the return policy is. So go in knowing and understanding that that's probably where you're going to end up.
Do a lot of people, I mean, I know we do this in my family, and I'm just wondering if we're unusual. Do a lot of people actually sit down on that, Thanksgiving morning and go through all the flyers and start planning out ahead of time what they're going to do?
Believe it or not, yes. So while the turkey is roasting in the oven, or maybe you fry your turkey, or maybe you barbecue your whatever you do to your bird, as they're sitting down and mapping that out, all out, you know, whatever you're doing to the bird as it's in the oven, they're going through the ads, they're combing through, or they're sorting through to say, okay, I'm going to get up at 2 or 3 in the morning to get ready to out and take those deals down. A lot of smart shoppers do. Now, if you're not one of those, I personally like to sleep in. you're going to find out maybe what stores have those certain quantities left of that particular item, and they may go a little bit later, or they'll take advantage of that day off and go on Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, well, Small Business Saturday. I'll tell you, what is that whole event about?
This is really, really super cool. Mark, did you know there are 23 million small businesses in the United States?
No.
Okay.
That many?
You do know. You know now.
Okay.
And franchise small businesses employ roughly 8 million people. They make up 40% of all American retail jobs, and they donate 250% more than larger businesses to nonprofit and community causes. This is great. And you know what happens if you spend $100 or more at a local small business? $68 of those dollars stay in your local economy. If you go to a big box store or a national chain, only $48 stays in the local community. So, I mean, you make a huge impact by going to the small mom-and-pop stores. Better Business Bureau is really, really super proud to partner with American Express in promoting Small Business Saturday on Saturday, November 28th. So if you didn't get up early, if you didn't take advantage of Black Friday, or you maybe slept in a little bit further, and you still have items on that to-do list or that Christmas list, go out on Small Business Saturday on November 28th and look for the small pop mom-and-pop stores. There's a special logo out there. And we're encouraging everybody to take your list and even find an accredited business on BBB.org. And visit them, not just during this holiday season, but throughout the year.
You know how many small businesses are in Greater Cincinnati, Sandra?
Off the top of my head, no. But I know we've got a listing of them on BBB.org, and mm-hmm. you can look them up. And it makes a huge impact. I mean, small businesses love new customers. And, I mean, Mark, you could go down there and be a new customer as well.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first year for this?
No. This has been gone, I want to say, about 3-4 years. It hasn't been going on super, super long. But it certainly has made a huge impact, and it makes a great impact on the local economy.
Now, Cyber Monday, that's a pretty recent
event. Oh, my goodness,
too.
Yeah.
That's just been something that's come out in the past few years as well.
It has. And that one, it's kind of neat because you can put on your fuzzy slippers, you can put on your sweatpants, and you can basically kick back in the recliner, and you can go shopping online. And you can find a lot of really good deals. There might be, I mean, be careful with this as well, because everybody else is doing the same thing. And some of the internet servers may have a little problem processing orders and stuff. But a lot of things also disappear offline really quick, too, because the demand is just as strong as it is on Black Friday. A couple of tips for that is make sure you're savvy and you know what you're looking for specifically. You can still do price comparisons. Okay, you can pull up different windows and websites and kind of see who has the best deal. Take advantage of online rebates, online coupons, but make sure they're from legitimate sources. Know your advertisers. Some of the best deals are only available online, but be careful because it's easy for a fake site to mimic a famous retailer site. It's interesting. I get this asked all the time. Do scammers know what you're up to? Well, yeah. They listen to the news. They watch the news. They also go to famous websites, or, you know, they Google things as well, and they find retailer logos and they can mimic them and just populate websites and get personal information. So make sure who you know you're dealing with, and make sure it's a legitimate site. Trust and verify. When you're shopping online, use retail websites that you know and you trust. Use common sense and avoid deals that seem a little too good to be true. We've said this in the past through Better Business Bureau, is that if it really sounds like a really super good deal and really cheap and where you've seen it elsewhere, check it out.
And what is Ad Choices, by the way? I've heard that that's a logo you should look for, right?
Right. And that one is, they basically verify that it is actually from the source that you're looking
right.
for. So
okay.
you can always, you know, look them up as well.
Does that give you any also give any privacy protection if you use a site that has Ad Choices on it?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I can look into it for you, though.
Now, many online retailers have already started putting out these big deals. It seems like they're starting to do it earlier and earlier and earlier. Is that a trend that we're seeing?
Probably, because as you mentioned earlier, a lot of stores may not decide to partake in Black Friday itself. So they try to take advantage of, you know, let's get your shopping done a little bit earlier and come to our store first. So they're trying to get a head up on the actual retail holiday.
So you're talking about shopping online. Mm-hmm. How do you shop online safely? I mean, are there preparations that you can make ahead of time with your computer to make sure that when you're
Absolutely.
On there buying things that you're going to be protected?
Absolutely. There's all different kinds of malware and software protections out there that you can research and you can look into. Also, when you're actually just surfing the web in general, is just look for the HTTPS. That means you're on a secure website. You can also look in the URL and make sure the little padlock is up there in the URL as well. That makes sure that you are on a secure website. If you are doing any kind of shopping, use a credit card, because that way you've got a little more protection with your purchase. So in case something should happen to go wrong, or you check your website or you check your statement online and you see another charge on there that's not yours, you've got a little recourse, and you can kind of go back to the credit card company saying, I didn't spend $500 at the cookie factory. That's somebody else's purchase, and I need to dispute that charge, especially if you can prove that you weren't buying anything there. But the other big thing, too, is that we got to be careful of phishing scams. You may receive an email that looks like a retailer that you regularly do business with, but look at where it's coming from. It may have the name of the retailer in the name, but there may be some additional junk after in it. It may not be from the retailer who you think it is. And there could be links or logos within that email that may have malicious malware and spyware on it.
And, you know, this is a big time of year for the scammers, unfortunately. Great time of year for the shoppers, but it's a big time for the scammers
yes.
as well. And I know, we had the incidents where people at, I think it was Target, had problems with their system, their credit debit card system getting hacked into.
It was about this time last year,
yeah,
I think
it was. What are some things you can do to protect yourself when you're in a brick and mortar store and you're mm-hmm. using your credit or your debit card?
Well, two things actually is, well, first of all, if everybody out there has received their microchip card, hopefully. If you haven't by now, you may want to contact your banking institution. One scam that we are aware of is an email that's going around saying you must verify your personal information before you can receive your card. That is not a true email. That is a scammer trying to get your personal information. When you're standing in line, you're getting ready to pay for your purchases. If you're using a debit card and you're going to use your PIN, use your hand, your opposite hand, and cover the PIN pad as you're punching in your number. That way it kind of prevents Nosy Nancy behind you from getting that particular number. A lot of times, and I think most clerks might be doing this, if you're making a very large purchase, they may ask for your driver's license to verify that you, in fact, match the name on the credit card. If they don't, a lot of people are actually just offering it up saying, hey, could you double check to make sure that it's me on the credit card? But the big thing is after you had make, you know, after you do make those purchases, double check your statements online,
and don't take it personally if they ask you for that license.
No, you really shouldn't. I mean, everybody's in a hustle and rush. There's gonna be long lines, unfortunately, because everybody's out there doing the same thing that you are. Just be very, very conscious of where you're taking your credit card out and where you're using it and which cards you're using for which purchases. Save all your receipts. Instead of having the receipt go into your bag, ask for the receipt to be put in your hand so you can put it in your purse or your wallet, so it's on your person instead of in your bag.
Now, we've also got something else that's kind of new to me, Wise Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
tell me about
really,
this.
It's really cool. If you've got any money left after everything is said and done, did you know, Mark, that donors are more likely to give during the holiday season? Everybody's in a
You're feeling more
good.
Generous,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. It's,
sure.
It's a great time of year. You want to help. You feel giving. But only 2 out of 3 Americans really know where their money is going when they make that donation.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I'm going to give $5 to a certain charitable organization, but where does that $5 really go? And charities receive approximately 1/3 of their annual donations during this time. December 1st is known as Giving Tuesday. This has been going on for about 3-4 years now, I believe. It's a global day to giving back and feeling charitable. Now, throughout the holiday season, BBB Wise Giving Alliance is urging donors to explore where their money is going before they make a donation. And they hope that they have 5 important steps that donors should take to ensure an organization is trustworthy. And this is what Better Business Bureau is about as well, is ensuring trust in the marketplace between consumers and retailers as well. So what you can do is you can look up the exact name of a charity, because charities that support the same cause often have similar names. Avoid the on-the-spot donations. In other words, don't be pressured to make an immediate decision. And one example of this could be a phone call of a so-called charity. They may swap a name. They may pressure you over the phone to give a credit card donation or a checking account or any kind of bank account number. What you can do is you can ask if they're registered or licensed, and you can say that, you know, this sounds like a very interesting cause. Let me get more information from you. Send it to me, and I'll consider the donation, because your donation is just as good tomorrow as it is tonight or today on the phone. Be cautious of emotional pleas, because they're just using the holiday season as a way to push you into giving them money. And avoid charities who do not disclose information to the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance, because this is a critical red flag. We have, if you go to give.org, you can look up all the information. You can see how the money is being spent. And you can see if they meet all of our 20 standards of charity accountability.
Okay, so Sandra, kind of sum this all up for us.
Okay.
As you enter into the holiday shopping season, what are the key things that you need to do?
I would have to say you need to, number one, be aware of your surroundings when you're out shopping. Keep your purse closed so your wallet even closer. If you do consider giving to a charity, make sure they're one you can trust by going to give.org. If you do partake into the online Cyber Monday, make sure you're doing all of your purchases using a credit card, and make sure it is actually the retailer that you intend to do business with. And definitely partake in Small Business Saturday. See if you can find an accredited business using BBB.org.
Well, Sandra, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Cincinnati Better Business Bureau Public Relations Specialist Sandra Guile. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. And the technical director was Kevin Rowinski. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Science Friday, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. Whether you insist on sticking to your family's traditional Thanksgiving meal or you like to spice things up with new or unusual dishes, everyone can use a little help preparing that perfect holiday dinner. On the next Cincinnati Edition, local chefs join us to share tips on getting everything just right for your Thanksgiving. And in Focus on Technology, what we can learn from bugs with bifocals. That Cincinnati Edition, Monday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.